Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring.
Hey, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio, and I'm going to have such an amazing show. If money is up for you, and if it's time for you to figure out how to meld who you are with what you're doing and create something that is super beneficial and of ease to you, as well as what you disseminate out into the world, this is the call for you. This is the show for you. A little bit later, I am inviting Dr. Joe Vitale. He is a great friend to this show, and he's got a brand new book out called The Awakened Millionaire. And Joe's going to talk about a radical formula that can transform your money and spiritual growth into global change. Well, did you know it's Autism Awareness Month? So we're celebrating Autism Awareness Month here on Dare to Dream. And with Autism Awareness Month, do you know someone that lives with autism? So listen up. There's a $1,000 prize that's going to be awarded by Merlin's Kids. Merlin's Kids is a nonprofit service dog organization, along with a personal meeting with Dr. Temple Grandin, the most renowned accomplished individual with autism. So for an individual's embrace their difference and achieved great things with autism, that's who Dr. Temple Grandin is. So nominations are open now for that special person in your life who may have embraced their difference and achieved great things with autism. Who is that? Why don't you tell their story? So here's what I want you to do right now. Go to merlinskids.org. That is merlinskids.org. Select Merlin's Kids Temple Grandin Achievement Award and submit your entry. Nominations are now through June, so go ahead, take a look, and do something magical today. Well, what am I doing out in the world, and what are you doing? Are you daring to dream? Are you daring to create your dreams come true? Because that's what this show is all about, how to take your dreams and turn them into a reality. As you know, some of the things I do outside of my radio show here with you and my videos and my books that I write is I do best-selling book launches for people, for authors who are ready to become international bestsellers. Go to mybestsellerbook.com. As well, I am a coach privately and in workshops and from the stage on media. I teach about radio and how to be exquisite while interviewed, how to get your package together, and all the 411. Go to mediamasteryradio.com. And I've got lots of amazing free stuff for you on DebbieDashinger.com. So many fun places to go and check out. Well, I'm going to talk about how you might be able to help yourself. And I'm going to teach a little game that might bring some joy back, offer some wisdom, and maybe would help those who find it hard to be happy, and do it with a game. So I'm going to teach you a game that I like to call Pennies from Heaven. Pennies from Heaven is very simple. Just pinpoint a sum of money that you believe could come to you out of the blue. So what would that number be? A sum of money you believe could come to you out of the blue with no effort on your part from a source you don't expect within the next month. Now, you could find a nickel on the sidewalk. That could happen. Or a kindly billionaire might stroll up and cut you a check. You never know. So don't worry about the hows and the whys. Just write down the amount. Write down the amount and then forget about it until wait a month. And after that month, at that point, You will know, you will see whether your heaven pennies have arrived. So there's a lot of ways people can play this. I know somebody by the name of Claire who played the game with a bunch of us, and she said, oh, this is silly. But hey, after some cajoling, she decided she could just barely imagine $1,000 floating her way. And 3 weeks later, there goes Claire. She received a letter saying that her company had miscalculated her 401k withholding. And along with the letter was a check for almost $800. So it wasn't $1,000, but hey, $800 is nothing to sneeze at, right? So we all said, hey, Claire, we told you this game works. Well, she said, I'm never playing again. I know better than to tempt fate. Huh? She won the game, and she didn't want to play again? Interesting. Her refusal is actually more typical than you might think. Most of us are very comfortable only if we have a certain amount of money, health, love, and promising opportunities in our life. We have a status quo for ourselves. We call it our comfort zone, but there's usually nothing comfortable about it. And when we fall short of these targets, we almost always find ways to improve our circumstances until we're back in that sweet spot that ain't really so sweet. So weirdly, we often feel uncomfortable when things get too good. And we have this sort of happiness set point. And if we exceed it, we may, like Claire, discount or even sabotage our own good fortune just to feel normal again. Wow, why on earth would we do this? So let's get out of that uncomfortable zone and talk about something else. Another is social conditioning. Maybe people in our lives reminded us just to protect us, quote unquote, not to expect too much. And they really did it out of love and the hope that you would never feel the pain of disappointment or loss. But obviously what really happened was self-defeating behavior. And it ensured the very thing that we feared and actually allowed us to create a mediocre life, for some of us even miserable existence. So this was about the possibility of loving and losing, but it became about mediocrity and being miserable. Nothing that any of us really want deep down inside. So here's the key. The key is to accept any loss without resistance. I mean, really, I am finding more and more in my life that releasing resistance is everything. Yes, I take action, but surrender, releasing resistance, for me, an enormous key in my life. It allows a lot of good in. So when we accept loss without resistance, it might seem that leaning straight into sadness, for instance, could leave us in a welter of fear and disappointment. But paradoxically, the opposite is true. So non-resistance can actually help us raise the ceiling on our happiness level while reducing the pain we feel when things don't go our way. So it's about learning the art of non-resistance. Non-resistance. Enjoyment is still present. Delight is still present. Pleasure is still present. But for sure, attachment is a wretched cluster of emotions that go with fear of loss, like anxiety, clinginess, neediness, sadness, flat-out panic. So humans can become attached and even obsessed about potential future loss, even in the best of circumstances. So to that and to all of you, I offer this game, Pennies from Heaven. Play Pennies from Heaven. Spend a few minutes counting your blessings. Notice anything positive at all that's going on. Have gratitude. Make a list. Tell yourself that these things, these good things, will keep showing up and that even better things are coming. You know, if I ever say an intention prayer out to the universe, I always end it with this and something even better. Because my goodness, what can they create that I haven't conceived of yet? So again, play Pennies from Heaven. Pinpoint a sum of money that you believe could come to you out of the blue with no effort. Write down the amount, put it away somewhere, and forget all about it. Give it a good month. And just see what heaven has in store for you. When you play Pennies from Heaven, I think you invite good fortune into your life. And remember to have enjoyment and non-attachment, because used all together, this reliably creates some amazing things in the flow of life to come to you with great ease, and with magic. Pennies from heaven. Let me know how it goes. Well, today I'm talking with Dr. Joe Vitale about his latest book, The Awakened Millionaire, crafted by Dr. Joe Vitale. He's a famed millionaire, best-selling author, and star of the blockbuster movie, The Secret. Joe is a globally famous author, speaker, musician and healer, an authentic practitioner of modern Ho'oponopono. He is a certified Reiki healer, certified Qigong practitioner, certified clinical hypnotherapist, certified NLP practitioner, ordained minister, and holds a doctorate in metaphysical science. He is also a singer, songwriter, musician of healing music, some of which was nominated for the Posse Awards, which is regarded as the Grammys of positive music. Vitale has been seen on TV shows such as Larry King Live, Donny Deutsch, CNN, CNBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, and Extra TV, and was also featured in the New York Times and Newsweek. He created a miracle coaching program that helps people achieve their dreams and has written dozens of international best-selling books. If you want to know more about this extraordinary man, go to MrFire.com. Joe, it is so great to have you back on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been looking forward to this. I miss talking to you. It's always so joyful and high energy and positive and abundant.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same exact way. I always walk away with something brand new to think about and incorporate into my life. And the fact that you've written a book called The Awakened Millionaire, and it has to do with lifestyle and spirituality and the globe, what called you to do this particular book, Joe, at this time?
Well, I've been seeing too many people struggling. There's actually a war going on inside of them, and that war gets demonstrated outside on the planet. It ends up being the war between spirituality and wealth, the haves and the have-nots. And what I have to do, and this is why I wrote the book, is to put an end to that inner battle, to put an end to that inner fire. Because on one hand, people want to be spiritual, and on the other hand, they need to have money in order to survive, prosper, and to fulfill their dreams. It's a tool for good. But inside most people, they're doing one or the other. And most of the time, they're putting money down. They're thinking it's a necessary evil. It's bad. It's tainted. And most of the time, they're thinking that unconsciously. So I'm trying to create an awakening. I'm trying to create what I'm calling the awakened millionaire, somebody who's at peace with their soul's purpose, and they're at peace with the tool that can help them manifest their soul's purpose, which is money. So the book is a manifesto. It's part of a movement. It's part of an inspiration to change lives and change the planet.
What is then spiritual wealth? How do we combine the two?
Well, the spiritual wealth is to realize, and you will understand this more than anybody, from a non-duality standpoint, from a place of enlightenment where you're not dismissing or judging or resisting all the wonderful things in life, you realize that money is actually a tool of spirituality. And business can actually be a tool of awakening. And most people don't think of it that way. It seems very controversial. It even seems like a jolt, and you get whiplash even thinking about it. But spiritual wealth is realizing that money itself is spiritual, that wealth has a spirituality to it. It's all available to us, and when we make peace with it, then we can have health, we can have happiness, we can thrive, we can prosper. And more importantly to me, not only do you take care of yourself and your family and friends, but if you really care about pockets of the world that are struggling, if you really have causes that you believe in, you become a steward for money, and you can direct money to those places that might need it to make a difference. So spiritual wealth is this all-encompassing idea that money is good, spirituality is good, and they're both sides of the same coin. It's not spirit versus the material. They're both sides. We need it. We're a physical being, but we have this spirituality in us, so we're spiritual beings in a physical form, and money is pretty much the same thing. It's spiritual wealth.
Spiritual wealth. I really appreciate the point you just gave. If that doesn't engender anybody to go out there and create some money to realize that they're actually assisting the world and putting
yes.
money out into a system. Maybe you can help nonprofits, other countries, other people. There's so, you can hire people. You can hire people to be on your team when you have money. And
that's all true. You
can
you end up fulfilling your own dreams. One of my favorite quotes is from Walt Disney, and he said that he wanted to make money from his movies so he could continue making movies. I love the purity of that statement, because he's not saying, I want to make money so I can hoard it or I can become the greediest, wealthiest person on the planet. No, he's coming from the idea that my mission, his mission, is to make these joyful movies, and he wants to do that. But why does he want to make money from it? So he can continue doing it. That's all. And there's a purity there. There's an integrity and congruence there that I just so love. And I think this is true for all of us. We each have a mission. It may not be to have your own radio show or to write books or to be Walt Disney and create movies. It might be to be the best plumber in your area or the best mother of the kids. Or maybe there is some ideal earth-shaking cause that you want to get behind. But making peace with money means that you can allow that to come in. And when it comes in, you can use it for your mission. This is the thing that so excites me, is that we don't have to struggle anymore. We don't have to fight with this. That we find our mission, our calling, our passion, our piece of the life puzzle, and as we contribute to it and we make peace with money, money can now be attracted to us. We can have those pennies from heaven that you so beautifully describe, all of those and more, so that we can fulfill our mission, make a difference in our lives, and direct that money to wherever we think it's going to make the most difference in the planet. This is the time of awakening. That's the reason for the book, The Awakened Millionaire, and for a challenge I've set up called the 7-Day Awakened Millionaire Challenge, which is entirely free. I'm just putting it out there to give people a way to grasp these new concepts more so and more deeply than what we can do in our short time together.
Where can we go to find the 7-Day Awakened Millionaire Challenge?
It's real easy, and thank you for asking. It's at awakenedmillionaireacademy.com/join the challenge. www.awakenedmillionaireacademy.com/join the challenge.
And what would we find there? Yeah.
It's a 7-day, entirely free. There's no cost, nothing being sold. No spam, nobody's going to use your email or anything like that. But you're going to be getting 7 wake-up videos. And I don't mean the kind of videos that wake you up in the morning. I mean the kind of videos that wake you up to the spirituality of life. And these are all short videos that I personally made that I'm giving out to the world as a way of introducing some concepts and principles and tips that maybe people haven't really thought about or maybe people haven't really gone to in depth. And so I'm spacing these out over these 7 days, and I think it's a little bit like the old Grape Nuts Challenge, you know, the cereal Grape Nuts. They
yeah.
used to have a commercial that said, try Grape Nuts for 7 days and see how you feel. Well, try the Awakened Millionaire Challenge for 7 days and see where you're at, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and psychologically, all of it, metaphysically as well. So that's one of the gifts to the world that I've got set up.
And what is, anyone who's listening right now, what is one thing that a listener can do today, right now, so they can experience the Awakened Millionaire lifestyle you're talking about?
Well, the first thing, and it's going to sound obvious, but that's going to go and accept the challenge itself. That's the very first thing. Since it's free, they can go to it right now, awakenedmillionaireacademy.com/join the challenge. Sign up for that, get the 7 videos, go through the processes, and I guarantee that there will be an awakening along the way. How big, small, life-changing, I have no idea, but there will guaranteed to be an awakening. I'd say the first thing to do right now besides that is to actually look at what people have as beliefs around deservingness. In my own work, in my own discovery, and as you know, I went from homelessness to poverty and to living this lifestyle of the rich and famous at this point and getting to do wonderful things like be on the show with you. But I had to wrestle with deservingness, because my self-image and my self-worth and my opinion of myself was so low, especially going through homelessness and in poverty, that I just felt like I didn't deserve good things. I wasn't worthy of good things. And I want people to start there, because I find that that's almost a universal psychological unconscious driving belief that a lot of people think, oh, it'll happen to other people. It'll happen to Debbie. It'll happen to Joe. It'll happen to somebody else with the pennies from heaven, but it won't happen to me. Well, that's coming from this belief that I'm not good enough. I'm not lovable. I'm not likable. I'm not complete. And I want people to look at that as a belief that's operating in their lives and question it, because it's not true. It's something we've fed with our intention over time. And now what we want to do is feed the self-worth, the self-appreciation. I'm not talking about ego. I'm not talking about self-love. I'm talking about self-approval, self-appreciation. That's the number one thing to do right now. When we begin to love ourselves, we open ourselves to be able to receive more, to have more, to attract more. Because the truth of the matter is, the only person blocking our own good from us is us. And we're blocking our own good because we don't think we're good enough. So we want to start there, pivot there, look in the mirror, say, I love you, I appreciate you, I approve of you, you deserve good things, you deserve pennies from heaven, riches from heaven, you deserve to be an awakened millionaire and more. Start there.
Joe, where can we get your book? Where is it being sold?
It is going into bookstores right now, today. Today, today is the birth of the awakened millionaire. It's on Amazon. It's shipping from Amazon right now. It's in Barnes & Noble. It's going all wherever the neighborhood bookstores are, they are there. It's being translated into other languages. It's all happening now in this moment, just like the rest of life.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. And I know this must be like your 30th or 50th book that you're putting out. You are
right. Well, I've lost count, but it is somewhere up there. But I think this is my definitive book. I think this is the one that's the wake-up call that goes beyond anything else I've ever done. It's not like any other book I've ever written. This is something that is a manifesto, and I mean it in the true sense of a manifesto. There have been a handful of books in history that caused people to stop wars, that stopped people from, it started them to wake up, to do things differently in their life. It redirected their lives. I believe, and I hope I'm correct, and not just bragging here, but I believe The Awakened Millionaire is that book. I believe this is the most important book I have ever written.
Heal your money, heal your life, heal the planet. You're listening to Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. I'm interviewing Dr. Joe Vitale. His website is MrFire.com. Join him as he urged you to the 7-Day Awaken Millionaire Challenge at AwakenMillionaireAcademy.com/join-the-challenge. We'll be right back with more and find out how to end that battle on the battlefield over money and finances. Stay with us.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
Have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside of you, waiting to release your message to the world? Well, Debbie will launch your book to guaranteed bestseller rating. Go to mybestsellerbook.com. If you desire for your book to be a bestseller, go to mybestsellerbook.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Where are you coming from? Let it be all right.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm speaking with Joe Vitale about his brand new book being literally birthed as we speak today, which is so exciting to me. Let's all give it a beautiful energy, pennies from heaven and way and beyond and even better, that and even better. Let it go out and do the great work it is created to do. I want to start, Joe, with something you brought up in the first half, which is that money for many people is like being in the middle of a battlefield. How did we get there? How do we get to be in battle with money and finances? And what is living a financial paradigm of a battlefield all about?
Wow, what a great question. Well, it goes way back, and I do document some of it in the new book, The Awakened Millionaire, that in the beginning, you know, we didn't have money. Way back, we were just bartering. We wanted furs, so I gave you corn, or I gave you goats, and you gave me something else. So we didn't have money at all. That evolved over time. But also, religion got involved in it, politics got involved in it, and then, of course, scarcity mindset got involved in it, survival was involved in it, and we've inherited all of this. We who are listening today, you and I talking, all of us, we've all inherited it. It's been downloaded into us, and we've been programmed by well-meaning, good-intentioned people, including our parents, who told us money doesn't grow on trees, there isn't enough to go around. We saw them struggle. When I was growing up, the worst fights I saw with my parents was always over money. And so I'm unconsciously concluding, my goodness, money must be a terrible thing. Look what it's doing to my loving parents. Look what it's doing to the economy. It's causing people to fight with each other, rob each other. And so we get to this point where money becomes absolutely tainted. And all of our beliefs around it are not of the highest good or the most pure. I ask people, when your parents talked about money growing up, did they say that there was more than enough? And virtually everybody says, no, that was never the case. They always were told there isn't enough, and you have to struggle for it, and you have to work for it. And then I usually say, well, were your parents enlightened? And no, I mean, across the board, our parents were downloaded information themselves. They downloaded that information to us, and then we get here walking around with these unconscious beliefs around money. And these beliefs around money go really deep. I can say one line, and I don't even have to finish the line, and everybody listening is going to finish it on their own because they all have this belief. Money is the root of all
evil.
I didn't have to say it. Everybody said it in their head. Money is the root of all evil. Now, one of the things that I point out in the book and in the 7-Day Challenge is that, first of all, awakening is going to involve a lot of awareness. And one of the tools of awareness that I bring to that statement alone is to trace it back. It's that short phrase, money is the root of all evil, is actually from a longer phrase that says, the love of money is the root of all evil. And, of course, this is attributed to biblical literature. It's been translated. We don't really even know what the original statement actually said. Too many thousands of years and translations have gone through it to make it all convoluted. But if we just take that statement, the love of money is the root of all evil, we've loosened up just a little bit beliefs around money. But let's take it a step further. The wealthy, healthy, spiritually balanced, awakened millionaires that I know and I hope that I am aren't in love with money. This is really important. They're not in love with money. They appreciate money. They use money. They leverage money. They see money as a tool, but they're not in love with money. This is a really important distinction because as soon as we come from the mindset that frees us up to allow money into our lives, now we can attract it, now we can use it, now we can leverage it, we can appreciate it. One of my favorite authors is Arnold Patton, one of the early spiritual teachers, and he has a line, I think his book was called Money, and there's a line in there that's just worth everything. And the line says, the sole purpose of money is to express appreciation.
Wow.
The sole purpose of money is to express appreciation. This is what we need to do to become awakened millionaires. This is what we need to do to make peace with that inner battle between the spirit and between the material, is to realize that money is actually neutral. It's just paper. It's just metal. It's coin. We agreed that we don't have to barter furs and goats anymore, that we can actually use this thing called money. But we want to take the emotion off of it. We want to take the baggage that we projected on the money off of it. And if we just appreciate it, if we just realize the sole purpose of money is to express appreciation, we have internally made a completely different relationship with money. I know when I go to write the checks, whether it's for, I don't know, internet access or phone bill, utilities, whatever, my mindset is, thank goodness I have internet. Thank goodness I have my phone. Thank goodness I have electricity. I am grateful to pay for these things. So in the early days when I was struggling, my mindset was I would complain about it. I have to write another bill. Oh, my God. I have to pay for this. Oh, why? And there was no appreciation for it because my mindset was still that money was a necessary evil. And this also explains why so many people only have so much money. They manage to pay their bills in the nick of time. Why? Because they don't want money around them until they get to that point where they got to pay the bill. So the money becomes a necessary evil, just enough to survive but not enough to prosper. That all gets traced back to thinking money's bad or money's evil. That's one of the big things that we want to dilute right now, if not actually erase right now, today, in this moment. So I talk about it in the book, The Awakened Millionaire. I talk about it in the challenge, and I'm talking about it here. Money is a tool of spirituality. It is not evil. You can certainly make it evil or use it for evil things, but money in and of itself is nothing. It is neutral.
Neutral. And I love that line that you quoted, Arnold Patton saying, the sole purpose of money is to express appreciation.
Oh, I wish I'd come up with it, but it is his line, and it is a beautiful, enlightening statement.
Indeed. It really redirects our purpose and our relationship to money. Here's what I know, Joe. For authors, when we write a book, it often brings up something in our own space about the very subject that we're writing about. I know how accomplished you already are, and I know what you've been through to get there. In today's terms, if you don't mind opening up your life a little bit and letting us in. Is there anything that you have gone through recently, a financial wound or otherwise, that you had to heal and transform by virtue of writing this book?
That is such a, wow, that is a masterpiece of a question. Wow. And yeah, it gives me chills because you are making me, you're inviting me to be really open and vulnerable, and I am going to go there for you and for your listeners. The actor and bodybuilder Lou Ferrigno, he played the Hulk. He came to visit me a while back, and this was just within the last year or so. And we had breakfast, we had dinner, we talked about different things, and we were at dinner. And he looked at me, and he said, "What are you most afraid of?" And I paused because I'm thinking, here's this legendary actor who I barely know asking me a really deep question. It wasn't like, what's the weather like in Texas? It was, what is your deepest fear? And I sat there processing it in a little bit in disbelief, thinking, what is he asking? And then really looking within myself, what is the deepest fear? And I took so long to answer, he looked at me again and he says, "You know, tell me." And I remember thinking, I don't want to lose it all. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be homeless again. I don't want to go back through poverty. And he nodded. I told him it, and he nodded because he totally understood where I was. I don't know if he intuitively suspected it or what, but I didn't know that that fear was alive in me. It may have even been driving me to write as many books as I've written and to record the music and everything else that I've done. Who knows? That might have been a motivating factor. But over that dinner, it was a wake-up call, and I realized that that's an operating belief in me. It could attract the very thing I'm afraid of. Because the way the law of attraction works, we attract the things we most love, the things we most hate, and the things we most fear. Why? Because that's the heavy, fiery emotion, and the brain is going to respond to the emotion. So if I'm sitting around and not even thinking it, but unconsciously having this alive fear in me, I could bring it about. So that wake-up call caused me to take a deep look at my own beliefs and thought to myself, wow, I really do believe that was still there. So I had to look at it, I had to question it, and I had to release it so I can be free of it. It seemed like the most unlikely experience to have this giant bodybuilder actor, the Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, asking me that question, but that's how the divine orchestrated that theatrical moment so I can have my little awakening. And I think we all need to go through something like that to find out what are our core operating beliefs that are causing us to attract the life that we have right now. Once we know those beliefs, we can question the beliefs, we can replace the beliefs, we can erase the beliefs, delete the beliefs, and we can be free to become what I'm calling the awakened millionaire.
Beautiful, beautiful example. And how long did it take you to go through and have a catharsis to the other side and feel that there was a new belief now in place?
Well, it certainly doesn't take as long to do any of the belief work as it did in the beginning, partly because at this point I'm experienced and I've got enough bag of tricks to pull from. And so I would say 24 hours, because first of all, there's the dinner experience, and I truly was shocked because that was that aha. It was a eureka kind of a moment where I'm flattered to be hanging out with this superstar, but at the same time, he uncovered a belief that I didn't know was there. So I'm processing that part of the story, and then I want to go deeper to find out, okay, is that belief real? And then one of the techniques that I use is the questioning process. And for me, to question beliefs means to, first of all, find out what the belief is. Well, because of my dinner with Lou, the belief surfaced that I was afraid of recreating black again. And so then I look at, do I believe it? Do I believe that belief? And my answer was yes, that belief was alive in me. So my next question, going through the questioning process, was, why do I believe that? What I was doing there was unearthing my own evidence for the belief. And part of what came up for me was, I'm the only person in my family who is broke free. The rest are struggling, they're unemployed, they were on welfare, one of them in particular. My mother died a few weeks ago. They've all gone through their stuff. I'm the only one who broke free. But a part of me felt like because I came from that DNA pool, that I might be pulled back. So now I have to look at that and say, do I believe that? Do I believe that I can be pulled back because of a family programming? And then I realize, no, I have broken free. I am completely different. I am of that family, but not still in that family, meaning that my makeup, my mindset, and so forth is completely different. So when I went through that questioning process, I did get to the other side, broke free, and realized, thank you, Lou, you helped bring it up, and it is gone. Now I'm free to go on and create even more, attract even more, be even wealthier, not worry about anything, not be afraid, and go on to become the Awakened Millionaire and tell the rest of the world about how to do it.
Oh, that's a great story. What a good illustration. And I just got to ask, did you turn around to Lou Ferrigno and ask him what his greatest fear was?
I did. I only had to. And his greatest fear was drowning. His greatest fear was drowning. And I thought, boy, you can learn how to swim. I didn't tell him that. I mean, he's the Hulk, for God's sake.
Right. That body, too, will float. Right. Well, this is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream. I hope you're enjoying this conversation and getting so much out of it. Join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be back with more with Dr. Joe Vitale, and we're going to talk about all of y'all who are in the selling business, entrepreneurs, business people. Joe's going to tell you why you should forget selling. Stay with us.
Dare to Dream. Dream, dream.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com. The bestseller launch program team has long-term client credibility and 100% success in creating international best-selling books. Your book will become a U.S. or international Amazon bestseller guaranteed. You will get published and you keep all the royalties, even if your book is already published. Your book will be promoted to over 1 million of our global following. You'll be provided comprehensive reports, including hourly bestseller proofs during your launch. And you'll have book press releases and radio interviews and everything to create a tsunami of interest and knowledge about you as a writer and for your book. Are you ready to become a bestseller? Well, the Guaranteed International Bestseller is available for you at MyBestsellerBook.com. What a great investment! MyBestsellerBook.com.
Only a few will take a chance.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/accesschange. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/accesschange.
Debbie Dashinger. I am speaking with Dr. Joe Vitale, and we're talking about his new book and his principles about The Awakened Millionaire. Get your copy today. You can find it on Amazon and at all bookstores. Joe, as I promised, I want you to tell me, why should we forget selling? For those of us in business, entrepreneurs whose livelihood is dependent on sales, what can we do about replacing selling, and with what, then how can we still create massive sales?
Yeah, that's a great question, and you're right. It is in the book, The Awakened Millionaire. Before the Secret and the Law of Attraction and all of that put me out there in the world as a spiritual teacher and self-help author, my background was in sales and marketing. And I was known as a copywriter, internet marketer, and I spoke to a lot of the business groups. I wrote business books on advertising, on selling. I wrote them for the American Marketing Association, American Management Association. I know that world. And as I moved through into the more spiritual world, I kept running into people who said, I hate selling, I hate marketing. And they were disgusted by it. Now, part of the reason they were disgusted is that it had something to do with money, and they still weren't at peace with money. So that's part of the equation. But the thing that I woke up to and I had to share with them is that in all the work that I do, and I love promoting my books, I love doing calls like this, I never think of it as selling. Never. I think of it as sharing. I'm not selling, I'm sharing. And what am I sharing? I'm sharing what I'm most in love with that I think will make the most difference to people when they hear about it. And this is what I've advised people. Instead of thinking about going out into the world and trying to persuade people, manipulate people, sell people, or market to people, think about what are you truly passionate about your product or service. And if you're not passionate about your product or service, you might want to look at having another product or another service. Because you really want to feel joyful about it. You really want to feel like your product, your service is going to make a real difference to the people who want to hear about it, the target audience that you're going to go to. So instead of actually selling them, what you're doing is sharing your enthusiasm with them. My favorite story of this, and it was kind of my wake-up call, you probably remember the movie What the Bleep Do We Know?
Absolutely.
It was a turning point movie. It kind of paved the way for the movie, The Secret. And that came out, 10 years ago, somewhere in there. And I was getting a massage, and the woman who had just seen the movie the night before was giving me a massage, and she would not be quiet. I like to have a massage where it's all quiet and relaxing and gentle, and all I hear is silence. Not this time. She couldn't be quiet about the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? And in her mind, she was not selling it. In her mind, she was not marketing it. In her mind, she was not promoting it. All she was doing was sharing her enthusiasm for something she loved. Well, what did I do? I went and saw the movie as quickly as I could. She sold me on it. And that's what I do with all of my work. When I write something, obviously, like with The Awakened Millionaire, the new book, I'm proud of it. I'm excited about it. It's my new baby. I want the world to know about it, but I don't want the world to know about it in a purely egotistical way. Yeah, I am proud of my new book, but I want them to know, the listeners to know, that this can make a difference in their lives. This is the spiritual wake-up call. It's the manifesto for the spiritual wealth movement. So I'm not selling it, I'm sharing it. And the people who feel attuned to it, the people who feel like, wow, I got to check out Joe's book, they're the ones I'm talking to, they're the ones I'm sharing with, and they're the ones that are going to go buy the book. So I say, forget selling, just share. But share your enthusiasm, share your sincere love for your product or service.
Your passion and your enthusiasm
yes.
are what sell, and relationship too. It's so key what you're saying.
Absolutely. We
We're
only buy from
savvy.
People we know, we like, and respect.
Yes, Exactly. You know, I have a personal question, and I'd love if people resonate with this, that we go on a just a brief idea. So for somebody like me, highly intuitive, highly tapped into energy, I get called to do things, and it's always the right thing. I'm very well protected. But I'm someone who enormous amounts of opportunity come, and with those opportunities is often a price tag. So I have somebody I've met recently who's doing a very, high-end coaching program. I super resonate with her, love to do it, $25,000. I'd like to go to the Hoffman Institute, $5,000. I'd like to take a trip to Europe in September, you know, $5,000 to $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Credit cards, world, finished decorating a new condo we lived in. So at some place, I start to look at this wealth and where all this money can go out to, and there's a part of me that likes to be very didactic. Let's figure it out. Maybe we should meter this. Maybe we shouldn't do everything at once. What if we do this and everything's gone? Let's be reasonable. There's another part of me that says, girl, you're spiritual. You're called to do it. Trust, have faith, jump. So in this soup, spiritually, with the money and otherwise, what do you recommend?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. Well, I recommend a couple things. One is to realize that we can have everything that we want, but not usually at the same time. Mm-hmm. We don't want it all at once. When people look at my life and go, my God, how did you write 50 books? How did you record 15 albums? How do you have so many products and courses and everything? I didn't do them yesterday. I didn't do them today. I did them over decades. I did one thing at a time. And I think that's part of the clue as well. We want to have the mindset that, yes, you can have everything you want, but you probably don't want it all right now. It's too overwhelming. And most of the time, we have to grow into the things that we want. So it's often best not to have everything all at once, but we select something. The second principle here, and this is the key one, is the more we're in this moment, I really believe this is the miracle. This moment is the miracle. Past is gone. Future isn't here. All we got is this. This is what's alive. This is what's real. And the answers are also in this moment. So what I do is tune in within myself to say, all right, what does the divine want me to do in this moment? Not worried about getting everything, not worried about money or debt or any sort of doubtful, skeptical, fear-based, scarcity-based, future-based questions. What does the divine want me to do? And then I've learned that, and I guess this is the third principle for me, say yes. Say yes to the opportunities, even when you don't know where they're going, even if you don't know how it's all going to work out, because we don't know how anything is going to work out. We don't see all the way down the road. I think it was Steve Jobs who says you can put all the dots together when you sit here and look backwards, but you can't put the dots together when you sit here and you look forward, because you don't know what the next moment's going to bring or how the next day is going to unfold. So you have to take a leap of faith. You have to trust yourself. You have to trust your intuition, your guidance, your inner knowing, and then just take action, trusting, saying yes as you do so. This has been my policy. This is the way that I've been living my life. And in the old days when I was in scarcity and struggle and all of that, I was too worried about the next day to actually trust the moment and what it was trying to tell me. Today I know, trust the moment, take the action, write that book, whatever it happens to be that's knocking on my inner door. I do that, and son of a gun, it works out.
Great suggestion. And so ask Spirit basically to come in and give me a lead, give me a hunch, let me know the direction to go in. I've never wanted for opportunity. It's always been very abundant. It's been more about choice and discernment. And I like that idea. Just, it sounds a little more peaceful. One thing at a time. Just look at one thing.
One thing at a time, and one day at a time, it's all fine.
And dare to dream. This is dare to dream. So this is like, I'm really waiting for this answer. Joe, what do you next dare to dream? You're giving birth to a book today. I know you do bodybuilding. You've got your products and courses. You've got your music, which is ongoing. I just enjoyed that recently and was listening.
Oh,
you've got
thanks.
Your new book. What are you next year to dream? Is there something, anything new on the horizon you have not yet created?
Well, there's a couple things. The first that ties into everything we're talking about today with the new book, The Awakened Millionaire, and with the challenge over at awakenedmillionaireacademy.com/join-the-challenge. The big goal is to create 1 million awakened millionaires. That's the big goal. Create 1 million awakened millionaires. I created a movement a few years ago to end homelessness. I called it Operation Yes. And there's a website, OperationYes.com, and there's a book behind it. But I needed to do something bigger, and I needed to do something more. If I wanted to help people that were homeless or people in poverty or people like the old Joe Vitale who was struggling so many decades ago, there are people like that on the planet right now, and a part of the reason they're struggling is because of this internal war that they didn't even know they had going on. And so the book, the 7-day challenge, all of this is coming together for this bigger dream. And the bigger dream for me is to create 1 million awakened millionaires. That's everybody that's listening. There is no qualification for this outside of maybe to say yes, trust yourself, take a leap of faith, join the challenge, get the 7 days of freebies here, and to see where it leads you. But I believe by creating that 1 million awakened millionaires, I can create a ripple and an impact on the globe itself that'll be something that'll be written about in the history books later. I think you and I both know about all the different scientific studies that have shown when pockets of people get together and they all meditate, the crime rate goes down, the abundance goes up. Well, it's an extension of that. 1 million awakened millionaires can actually not only transform themselves and all the people around them, their family, their friends, the communities that they're in, but they can actually, we can awaken the planet, the globe. That excites me more. I can't even find the words to describe how passionately I feel about that. But that's the big dream.
It's a huge dream. It's a wonderful dream, and it's a global dream. Folks, if you're interested, go to awakenmillionaireacademy.com/join-the-challenge. I will. 7-day Awaken Millionaire Challenge. Let's see what's possible when we watch these videos and start taking the daily challenges. Also, more about Joe, go to MrFire.com and his new book, The Manifesto, Awaken Millionaire. Go get your copy. Joe, thank you so much for coming on Dare to Dream today.
I loved it. Thank you for the honor and privilege. Godspeed to all your listeners. You're doing great stuff, Debbie, so I'm just flattered to be part of it. Thank you.
Yeah, what a great guest and such a great message. I end today's show with this quote from Jeff Bezos. One of the huge mistakes people make is that they try to force an interest on themselves. You don't choose your passions. Your passions choose you. For more on media mastery training, to become the best at radio interviews, and creating your book into a guaranteed bestseller, go to mybestsellerbook.com as well as mediamasteryradio.com. And remember, don't just dare to dream. Dare to have the courage to begin your dreams in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible no more.